Well, good evening, folks, and it's time for another Dodger baseball game right here from Esposito Field. Today, it's the Dodgers taking on the Gators. Great Falls coming in second place in their division, while the Dodgers in the opposite division starting off in third with a 3-3 record after beating the Pirates just the other night. Dodgers looking to try and go 4-3 and go above 500. However, that is going to be a tall task. The Gators, coming from the Tri-State League, look to be having a phenomenal season right behind the Terryville Black Sox. So we'll be set in a few more minutes, and we'll bring you the starting lineups. Here's the opening batting order tonight. It'll be Ricky Brown, then Kez Douglas, Nico Piscopo, Dan Sullivan, Zach Sager, Rob Correa, Nico Spuches, Nate Rossi, Christian Spuches, and Brandon Maldonado starting up for the Dodgers tonight. For the visiting Gators of Great Falls, we have Austin Patinode starting first, then Caleb Shapur, Willie Yan, Landon Gardella, Will Parodi, CJ Brito. Then it's Colby Bunnell, Danny McCarty, Brad Ellis, and Matt Parodi. So the starting batting orders for the following game. This will be between the Gators and the Dodgers. This is game number two of our seven-game broadcast schedule here from Esposito. Next game will be on Wednesday, 5:45 first pitch. They take on the newcomers, the New Britain Hurricanes. So they will play two of the new teams this week, or at least in the first 3 days of the week, Monday, today being the Great Falls Gators, Wednesday, the New Britain Hurricanes. That'll be game number two of the home and home series with New Britain. So they will be at around Stanley Quarter Park. And then they will be back here at Esposito, home of the Eagles and the Dodgers. And we do have an interesting format for the playoffs, most of them starting August 10th will be the start date of the playoffs from Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. That'll go from the 10th to the 11th. Then the 12th, they'll be out at Muzzy Field. Then they'll come back after that to finish off at Riverfront until, I believe, the 17th. They take 2 days off, or they play 2 days before the 17th will be off days. Then it'll be the 17th back at Riverfront. And then 18th through the 21st will be back at Riverfront with, I believe, the 22nd being the All-Star game between the Connecticut Twilight League All-Stars and the Greater Hartford Twilight Baseball League All-Stars. Last year, the Connecticut Twilight League was the home team, dropped that game in around 11 innings. And a valiant effort by both teams in that. We'll be back with a 6 p.m. first pitch. It's 5:50. We're about 10 minutes away from the opening pitch between the Dodgers and the Gators. We'll be right back. So again, a few minutes before first pitch. Here are the standings currently in the Twilight League. In the West Division, Terryville leads with a 6-1 record. Great Falls in second at 3-1. Bristol 3-2 in third. In fourth, In fourth, we have the Elmer's Angels, and then in fifth is Southington. Then in the East Division, Fat Orange Camp Brewers are up in first, undefeated at 3-0, the only undefeated team in the league as of now. Then it's the Arch 2 Indians at 2-1. 3-3 are the Dodgers in third place, and the New Britain Hurricanes in fourth, followed by the winless Glastonbury Pirates standing out in fifth. The overall standings, the Brewers out in first, Terryville second, Great Falls third, Arch 2 fourth, Bristol fifth, Weathersfield sixth, Elmer's seventh, New Britain eighth, Southington ninth, Glastonbury tenth. As the bottom four, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth, will be starting in the elimination bracket in the double elimination playoffs. The top two teams, Fat Orange Cat and Terryville, will be getting a first round bye. And then the rest will start in the first round. So third, fourth, fifth, and sixth will start in the first round. But opening day, I believe, is the elimination games. So when you start in the elimination bracket, you only have one guaranteed game instead of two. So if the Pirates were to enter the playoffs and lose that first playoff game, they would take and lose that first playoff game, they would be out of the playoffs entirely. Same would go for Southington, New Britain, and Elmer's. Weathersfield out in sixth, so they're just avoiding that cutoff line, and they're looking to get a little further away from the cutoff line tonight. A win tonight could get them over the Bristol Knights, standing in fifth, and tighten the gap to the Arch 2 Indians, a team that did beat the Dodgers earlier this season. So out of our seven games that we will be making the call here on the Dodgers Cast Box Network, out of all seven games that we will be here making the call for, one will be on the road, technically, as the Dodgers will be playing on the road for that game as the away team. They take on Glastonbury. That'll be towards late July, as the Dodgers, I do not believe, play into August. I believe the only... They do not play into August. They play at the end of July at latest, and then the playoffs starting on the 10th. So we'll be right back again in a few more minutes, about 4 minutes from opening pitch. Everyone getting warmed up along the sides, and we will be set and ready to go. We'll be right back with opening pitch. It's the Great Falls Gators. It's the Weathersfield Dodgers from Esposito Field in Weathersfield. And we're set to open things up here from Esposito. Rob Correa will stand on the hill today. So it'll be Rob Correa, the starting pitcher, getting set. And it's Austin Patanode who is getting set on the plate. He'll be batting first. And ready to go here from Esposito. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Strike number one. And to open the game, Correa will throw strike one. The Dodgers came from behind in the last home game against the Pirates. There's ball one in the dirt. Great Falls Gators, originally not from the Twilight League, brand new as their previous season was canceled. There's strike two. And the... Looking for the 1-2, the payoff pitch on the way. Doesn't get him to chase. And that one is put in the dirt. And getting set. Pitch on the way. Call, ball three. Tries to paint the corners and a full count here. Trying to avoid walking the first at-bat of the game. On the way. In the dirt, ball four. So with a walk to open things up, this brings up Caleb Shapur. Caleb Shapur, number one, stands in here. Getting set, delivers. Called, strike one, and a good way to open the at-bat. With a runner on first, nobody away. Correa checks first. Kicks and deals. Chop grounder fouled off for strike number two. So an 0-2 count, looking for the first K of the game. And getting set, Correa looks to put away one. On the way. Swung on and missed. He gets him. Strike three. And the runner will hold. This brings up Willie Yan. Interesting fact about Willie Yan. He plays double-A in the Baltimore organization. Plays their shortstop for the Bowie Bay Sox. Comes from the Housatonic area. Pitch on the way. Called strike one. So the double-A season gets canceled, and he comes back with the Great Falls Gators. And set to go. The 0-1 on the way. In the dirt, ball one, and that'll even the count, one apiece. On the second pitch of the at-bat, one away, runner on first. Correa checked first there. The 1-1 on the way to Yan. It'll get away from the catcher, and on the wild pitch, the runner will take second. They have no idea where the ball is. Almost right in front of him. And a stolen base off the wild pitch. So that'll be ball two for Yan. 2-1 count for Willie Yan. 2-1. Chopped foul. Strike two. Jan just looking to advance the runner, who's around 180 feet from home. The 2-2. Chop ground ball going to the second base. And it falls off the glove, off the corner of the glove there. And a good way on what I believe would be scored an error on second base. This brings up Landon Gardella, batting, I believe, the number 99. So an error to the fourth spot will be ruled that one. So a walk, a strikeout, and an error to start the inning and the game. Jan takes off for second. No throw. The catcher will eat it. And a stolen base for Jan. So with the stolen base, the dirt very loose tonight. Clouds coming off the base paths. We call the ball. And Correa looks to get out of a jam. Two in scoring position. Pitch on the way. Call the strike. So with another strike to Gardella. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Two strikes here. Still trying to get out of a tough spot is Rob Correa. Got 1K earlier today. Swung on off the catcher's mask. It'll be ruled a dead ball. Won't be a strike or a ball there. Number 27, Will Perotti on deck. And the Dodgers in a tight spot, looking to get out of it. On the way. Chopped down the third base side. That should be a base hit. And the runner will stay at third. A run will score. And a beautiful single. And an RBI single from Gardella. This brings up Will Perotti. 27, number 4, C.J. Brito on deck. So runners on the corners, one away, and now a 1-0 lead for the Gators. Swung out, just looks at that one. Almost checked his swing, but Perotti will take strike one as he watches it go by, painting the outside of the zone. Correa settles himself in, kicks and deals. Chop ground ball will go to shortstop. They turn to second for one. First throw not quite there, but a run will score. So with that one and a fielder's choice, this brings up C.J. Brito. Off the fielder's choice for Will Perotti, CJ looks to try and bat him around to second, but two away and now a 2-0 lead. Gators in control firmly here in the top half of the first. Called strike one. Correa for him. This is going to be an inning he's going to want to forget about. But to be successful in baseball, you have to have a short memory, especially if you're a pitcher. Swung on and missed strike two. Brito's got a chance. Try and work himself out here, but down 0-2 in the count. And Correa looks to get out of a forgetful inning. In the dirt for a ball. So fair to call a bit of a lackluster performance on the hill in his first outing of the game. He'll be back for the second. And getting set with a 1-2 pitch on the way. In the dirt, ball two, and he just can't seem to get the batter to chase. You made him swing and miss, and you made him look at one going by. He's really just got to dial it into the right place in the zone. Runner is going off for second. He will be safe. Stolen base. As the pitcher still held on to the ball, but he threw it over to the shortstop. For whatever reason, I don't know, but he throws to the shortstop instead of Christian Spooches, who is on second base, on the bag, ready to apply the tag. A strange strategy here from Correa. 2-2 count, it's even, and he's looking for the payoff pitch with a runner 180 feet from home. Pitch on the way. Called a ball, and Correa is looking to have that be the payoff pitch, and we'll see a full count. And Brito is looking to keep this inning going. Pitch on the way. Outside, ball four, and he walks. And this will bring up Colby Bunnell. Two on, two away, and Bunnell stands in at the plate. And for the Dodgers, they were looking good at least. Walk in the first at bat, a strikeout in the second, and then the error on the third. That one going up to Christian Spooches, flips it to second. And that will turn out to be the fielder's choice, but the runner getting stopped on his way. A fielder's choice from Bunnell, and the end of a lackluster top half of the first. We'll be back with the bottom half of the first. It is 2-0 Gators with the Dodgers for their first at-bats. And as we settle in for the bottom half of the first, and it'll be Bobby Chatfield to get the start for the Gators. Leading off will be Ricky Brown. Brown very good at getting those singles. I believe walked off a game off a bunt last season. That was against the Barill Realty Indians. Barill Realty, no longer a team, combined with the Chicago Sam's Orioles to become the Arch 2 Indians. Getting set. Pitch on the way. Called strike one to open the inning. So we open the bottom half of the first here. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. Right now, Ricky Brown in a jam. Takes ball one. He's trying to get at least closer to being ahead in the count. 1-2 on the way. Chopped foul into the press box. Starting to feel a little thankful that I'm not in the press box today after that foul ball. Pitch on the way. Called strike three. Gets him looking. And a strikeout for Chatfield. This brings up Kez Douglas. He played in the Empire Pro League last year. Left early in the Twilight League season last season. Dodgers finished bottom four in the standings that year. Were eliminated in their first playoff game, I believe, to the Glastonbury Pirates. Inside, ball number one, and he nearly gets him. Kez Douglas, one of the power bats for this team, and he gets one he likes. It's off the glove of the pitcher. Shortstop comes in, and Willie Yan makes the play. Wow. So that will be a 6-3 play as Douglas gunned down on his way to first. This brings up Nico Piscopo. And Willie Yan really looks like he's in his element here. Used to playing double-A ball, so he's used to making those kinds of plays and comes into the Twilight League. Almost a totally different environment as that one is skied down the right field line. And it'll be caught by the right fielder. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Dodgers here in the bottom half of the first. We'll be right back with the top of the second. It's 2-0 Gators. And as we get set for the top half of the second inning, Danny McCarty will come to bat, number 16. And the Gators were in firm control of that first inning. We'll see if they can't continue that here in the second. Rob Correa certainly had an outing he'd like to forget back in the first. Gave up 2 runs, 1 hit, 1 error, 1 left on base, about 2 walks. Pitch on the way, up high, ball 1 to open the inning. And the Gators certainly have been thriving in a West division. Called Fair Ricky Brown. So this will bring up Brad Ellis, number 0. And Matt Parati stands in on deck. And getting set. Pitch on the way. Called strike number 1. A runner on. And nobody away. Or actually, no, sorry, no runner on. Nobody on, 1 away. Pop fly ball. Ricky Brown getting under it. He's going to make the play. And Ricky Brown makes the play off the fly out at first, and this brings up Matt Parati. Matt Parati getting set. And Parati stands in. Pitch on the way. Skied foul, strike number 1. And on the way, chopped foul back into the fence behind home plate. Strike 2. And Parati struggling in this at bat, his first of the game. Looking for a 3-up, 3-down inning to retaliate at the Gators from the bottom half of the first and trying to quickly get us to the bottom half of the second. Pitch on the way, inside, checks his swing, goes off the glove. They're going to have to gun him down at first. Throw is good. That'll be a strikeout there. He's trying to run off to first. We'll be right back. Bottom half of the second coming up. And your score is still 2-0 Gators. And to start the bottom half of the second, it'll be Dan Sullivan to lead things off. Sullivan will be followed by Zach Sager and Rob Correa. And Sager stands on deck with Sullivan. And right now, here's the pitch on the way. And that'll be outside, ball number 1. Just outside on him. One oh, skied foul. So that'll be strike number 1. So with a 1-1 count. He kicks and delivers the 1-1 pitch. That'll be outside, ball number 2. And Sullivan watching and waiting for the right pitch here. He's taking his time. Swung on and missed, strike 2, and he hacks at it. He nearly makes the connection. An even count, 2 apiece. On the way. Swung on and missed way outside. High and away, and the second strikeout of the game for Bobby Chatfield. This will bring up Zach Sager. Again, a lot of loose dirt here on the field today. Just clouds are coming off from every footstep. Pitch on the way. up high, ball number one, and Sager will watch that one. Won't chase. Here's the 1-0. Chops a ground ball, foul. So a 1-1 count for Sager. And Correa will stand on deck. They'll be followed by Nico Spooches, Nate Rossi, Christian Spooches, and Brandon Maldonado. Ball two. I don't believe that Costin Merchant is in the building today. Chops one foul. We strike two. That one was skied way back there. So with a 2-2 count, pitch on the way. Outside, ball three. So a full count here. And the full count. Swung on, center field. And he gets it. And so with two away, this brings up Rob Correa. Pitcher on the way. Foul again off the box. And getting set, Correa takes the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. So an 0-2 count for Correa, and it is not looking good. He's in a deep hole. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, ground ball going towards Jan. Can he beat out the throw? No, it'll be a 6-3 play. And that will put away the side. So again, three up, three down for the Dodgers. We'll be right back with the third of seven innings. We're through two here at Esposito. It's 2-0. And getting set is Austin Patanode. Stands in to lead off the top half of the third. Last time up, he was walked, then advanced to second on a wild pitch and went all the way home on the third at bat. And he cracks one into right, and that will be a single.
That's a nice rip out of you.
And a solid single to open things up for the inning. This brings up Caleb Shapur. Struck out on three pitches, practically. It was an 0-2 count when he struck out. And getting set is Shapur. Pitch on the way. In the dirt, ball one. So a first pitch single to open the second open the third inning. Getting set. And the 1-0 on the way. Outside, ball two. And settling in. Ball number three. And right now, Rob Correa not having a solid outing here in this inning. Did not have a great start in the first. Pitch on the way. Ball four walks him. So that'll put two on and no away. And a quick meeting on the mound between Sager and Correa. Willie Yan coming up to the plate. Last time up, it was an error on the second baseman. Then stole second. And then came all the way around on the following at-bats. A single from Landon Gardella got him to third. I believe a fielder's choice by Will Parati got him into the plate. He fouls it off himself on the first pitch. Takes it for a strike. So Jan, I don't think, was expecting it to foul it off his shins. That'll be the first strike Correa's gotten this inning. He's having a fair bit of trouble. So the 0-1 count. On the way. Swung on. Goes back up to the pitcher. He'll throw to first. Throw is high. He'll be safe. And that'll be a single. So with another single, that's two hits here in this inning. And that will load the bases for Landon Gardella, who hit a single his last time up. Got gunned down at second from the fielder's choice by Will Parati. And pitch on the way. Ball one. Gotta wonder how much longer they're going to keep Correa in this game. Called strike one. So we're leaving the count up. It looks like someone warming up along the side. So the Dodgers do have one warming up in the bullpen. They called a ball, and Correa not happy about that one as he voices his displeasure. 2-1 count. Kicks in, delivers the 2-1 pitch, and it's swung on towards right field. It will fall for a base hit, and a run will score. They're going to send around another, and two will score. And a 2-RBI single. So a 2 scoring there, and is Correa staying in this game? One would think, with one warming up in the pen. Hey, we got no out. Nobody away, and two on, one in scoring position. Jan, who's stolen second, feigns stealing third, as that one falls foul into the parking lot. Strike number one to Will Parati, last time up. Hit into a fielder's choice, got all the way to second off the following at-bats. And getting set here in the top half of the third. Here comes the 0-1. Skies it. It's coming down. And it will bounce out of the dugout. But it'll be strike two to Parati. One pitch closer to getting the final out of, or not the final out of the inning. Wow, that was a good mistake. One strike away from getting the first out of the inning. Looking to get this first out. Skies it. Center field, shallow center field. It will fall between the left and right fielders. Jan will hold at third. And the bases are going to be loaded. Three singles back to back to back with the leadoff single from Austin Patenaude and a walk on Caleb Shapur. This brings up C.J. Brito. The pitch to Brito. Called ball number one. Correa just... a game he would most likely like to forget. Swung on, it's fouled, but it'll be called a strike. This is fouled back. His last time up, got walked, and then was out on the fielder's choice, hit into by Colby Bunnell. Pitch on the way. And getting ready to try and record this first out. And on the way. Swung on. Going right field. He does not make the catch. A run is going to score. So with another run scoring, makes it quite a one-sided game, and it looks like a pitching change will be happening here. It's the one they had warming up in the bullpen coming out. You wonder if he's getting the call in. And they will actually call in Zach Sager, I believe, or no. They will give the ball to number 6. And so they will change pitchers here today. They'll give the ball to Billy Buschetto. So we'll be right back here in the third. And so coming in here, it's Billy Buschetto getting the ball. And this brings up Colby Bunnell in a 5-0 game. Glove gets away, and the wild pitch will score the run. So runners on second and third here. So with the wild pitch, that advances runners to second and third, scores the 6th run, up high, ball 2. And called strike 1, and Buschetto dials 1 in. Pitch on the way. Skies it. And that will be I don't know who that was caught by. But it'll be a flyout in the first out of the inning. This brings up Danny McCarty. And called strike number 1. To McCarty here in the third. And that'll be a ball there. Runners will hold. And here is how the night went for Rob Correa. He goes 2 full innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks, 1 strikeout, no hit batters. Swung on and missed strike number 2. And Buschetto trying to get out of this inning. And we should tack on another earned run. That would make it 6. That one is a high fly ball left field. Drops it foul. Foul ball deep left field. So with that in deep left. And looking for this first strikeout. Drops it. Right field. Right down the first baseline. Should be a 2 RBI single. And that will clear the bases. So with one away, this brings up Brad Ellis. Brad, let's go. And Buschetto can't blame him for giving up these runs here. He's put in a tough position. Pitch on the way, called ball 1. Pitch on the way. Called ball two. So a 2-0. Pitch on the way. Ball number three. And that one will be in the dirt, going all the way to the fence. It'll be a walk. Runner will get over to first, Danny McCarty to second, and Matt Perotti will come to the plate. And here's the pitch to Perotti. Up high, ball one. And Bichetto just can't seem to dial it in. Pitch on the way. Ball number two. And the pitch. That will be ball three. And so, with a 3-0 count, Perotti, ball four, and he walks the bases loaded. And that means the entire order has batted through here in the third inning. We started with Austin Patinode, the number one hitter, who's coming up for his second time here in the third inning. And we end with Matt Perotti. And you can bat 10 in this league, and all 10 have batted through here in the third. Patinode will take ball number one here in the fourth. We're not in the fourth, we're still in the third, but scorecard has to go into the fourth. Ball two. And getting set. 2-0 on the way. Up high. Ball number three. And the pitch. Ball four. Another walk. And this brings up Caleb Shapur. And called strike number one. That one is a skied ball into center. It'll fall. This will actually make it 9-0. Here comes another. That'll make it 10. So a big two RBI double that will score two runs. And it will extend this lead. Here comes Willie Yan, the minor leaguer. Still here in the third. Skies it. Should be going shallow center, maybe towards right. Center fielder gets under it. The runners will tag. And so the sack fly. So the sack fly will score one, put another on third. And here comes Landon Gardella. And the pitch on the way. Outside, ball one. and Bichetto, who just comes into this game. It'll be ball two. So it's a 12-0 game. Now that we've done the math, 12-0. That will be a foul ball for a strike. So 12-0 here in the third. And the Gators, if there was any doubt that they were in control, there is none now. And the pitch skies it. Looks like it's going to be falling. First base side. They make the grab. It's Sager who comes all the way over for the flyout. And that ends the top half of the third. We're through 2.5. It's 12-0 Gators. And getting set after a 10-run top of the third, we have a substitute batter coming in. Number 6 here. Back of the jersey says Shaw, so we're going to assume that's his name. It's not quite on the roster. Ball 1. Rossi will bat next. And I believe ball 2. So right now, not the game the Dodgers were expecting to play. That one fouled off strike number 1. So Nate Rossi will come to bat next. And here comes the 2-1. It's swung on, and the second baseman will make the play. This brings up Nate Rossi. Rossi will come to bat next. And number 14 will come up to bat. Pitch on the way. That one down to the third baseman, who will throw to first and record the out. This brings up number 14, not Christian Spooches. I believe this is Yasik. Pitch on the way. Called strike number 1. That one chop, ground ball. It will stay fair. It's going to roll nearly to the wall, and he will stay at first. And this will bring up Brandon Maldonado. I believe that was actually Anthony Pierce. So the pickoff attempt, no good there. Getting set. So Anthony Pierce came to bat. Ball number 1. That is the first hit the Dodgers have all day. With Christian Spooches, who will be batting next. Takes that strike. I believe you swung on and missed at that. Christian Spooches will come to the plate next. And I believe that was a ball. So a 2-1 count for Brandon Maldonado. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. That evens the count. Let's go, B. And Brandon Maldonado settles in, takes the 2-2. Ball 3. And a full count. The runner on first, two down, looking to extend this third inning. Pitch on the way. Swung on, fouled. Still a runner on first in Anthony Piers. Now a ball four, he walks him. And this will bring up Christian Spooches. Or no, not Christian Spooches. Apparently this is Anthony Piers. That'll be ball number one. So this is Piers. And the last one was Yasik. That one will get away from him. So Yasik came in the third inning for Christian Spooches and wearing Spooches' jersey right now, and that one is fouled off the mask. This is Piers. And Amp Pyers. The 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Fouls it. And Pyers tries to keep the inning alive. Pitch on the way. Chops a ground ball towards Jan, who drops it. And that will be an error. So with the error, puts runners on second and third. And that will load the bases for Ricky Brown. And I have messed up this card quite a bit. So Ricky Brown here. Pitch on the way. That'll be ball. That one fouled off. And Ricky Brown. Pitch on the way. Called strike three. And Brown will K. And so, we will send you into the fourth here. We go to the fourth. It's 12-0 Gators. And so Will Parati will lead things off here. New pitcher in for the Dodgers. I believe that is number six. On the back of the name was Shaw. I believe it's Romer.
Keep the score back here, too.
And so, looks like a new pitcher coming in. That'll be Shaw. So Will Parati stands in. And getting set here. Pitch on the way. Ball number one to start the fourth. And that'll be a ball. And here comes the 2-0. Ball number three. And that'll be a walk to open things up. That'll be a base on balls. Up to the plate comes C.J. Brito. And Brito stands in. Chops it third base side. He'll get a single. So he gives him the single.
Burrito!
This brings up Colby Bunnell. Bunnell last time up, flew out. Oh, and he beans him. And this will bring up Danny McCarty. So with the bases loaded, a walk, a single, and a hit batter. And looking to extend this 12-0 lead. So I'm going to be called to clean the plate off. Pitch on the way. Ball number one. Cardi last time up, he singled. Pitch on the way. Swung on, high pop-up. Coming down, first base side. Ricky Brown makes the play. This will bring up Brad Ellis. Brad Ellis coming in. And that one is skied going towards center field. He's got it. That'll be two away. The runners will tag, and a run will score.
Hey, Brad, I'll give you one. Nice job, Brad. It's a nice job out of you.
So with the runners tagging, so runners on first and third with strike one to Matt Parati. It'll be number 77, Yusefsida. So Nick Yusefsida will be batting next. Swung on and missed, strike two. That'll be ball number one. So Nick Yusefsida batting next. Here in the fourth. The midway inning in today's game. That will be a wild pitch getting away, and the runner will take off for second off the wild pitch. Quick meeting. And the pitch on the way. Chop up to the pitcher. Throws to first. They get him. And that will put away the top of the fourth. We go. Bottom four here in today's game. 12 to, I believe there was another run scored. That will be 13-0. So 13-0 Gators lead going into the bottom of the fourth. So Zach Larson will be in to do the pitching here. That will be coming off Bobby Chatfield. He throws three full innings. He throws three innings, gives up one hit, no runs, none of them earned. And he walked one. And three strikeouts as well. No hit batters. Then for Buschetto, who went in the third inning. And so getting set is going to be Kez Douglas. He's going to settle himself in here. And not the day for the Dodgers here at Esposito. And so it'll be Kez Douglas standing in. And getting set. Pitch on the way to Douglas. Call the ball here in the fourth. And that will be shot left field. Caught. And this will bring up Nico Piscopo. So with Nico Piscopo standing in, and then I believe Sager. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Chopped down second base. Oh, bounces off the glove into his face, and he still makes the throw. He makes the flip. That is wild. Bounces off his glove, off his face. So it goes off the glove, off the face, still manages to flip it to first. And Dan Sullivan comes to bat. So Dan Sullivan here to bat in the fourth of the midway inning. Swung on, chopped second base, throws to first, records the out. So that'll be another 4-3 in a 13-0 game. Dodgers go three up, three down, with absolute zeros across the board for the innings. We'll be right back. And so that will be the game. And I believe that will be it. So the umpire is leaving a mercy rule here tonight. A 13-0 game. And the Great Falls Gators proving why they are one of the top teams in the league this year. And we will catch you Wednesday night, 5:45 first pitch, here from Esposito Field. It'll be the Dodgers and the Hurricanes. Once again, first pitch for that game, 5:45, with the 3-4 Dodgers now in a game where they needed to win to maybe get ahead of the Bristol Knights. But as the playoffs inch closer, the room for error shrinks and shrinks. And we will be getting right back to you once again Wednesday night. They play the Hurricanes. Final score, Great Falls 13, Weathersfield 0. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you Wednesday night. Good night, everybody.